buddy for a night tonight. You got a date later on?
No, with a computer, yeah. Virginia computer.
We had the Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals tonight. We did a mock game. And really the hard work, we had a good two-a-day yesterday, and the hard work of camp was over. And tonight was really practice. Everything like it was the game. Starting from pregame, in the locker room, warm-ups, come back to the locker room. We actually sat in the locker room for the amount of time the band will play so they get a feel for what it's going to be like. Ran out on the field, and then we had a 58-play script that had all special teams, that had offense-defense situations, backed up, you know, coming out, red area, taking shots, gadgets, all, everything.
Everything, game.
And really
game
the line. Idea was communication, in and out substitution, play clock issues, special teams, getting all the kinks out. And it's basically a dress rehearsal. And you're just trying to avoid the first game, what do I say?
Jitters.
What's the word? Not necessarily jitters.
The kinks. Anticipation.
You know, a guy's down on defense. We say punt return alert. Right, so he goes over to the punt return coach, and, you know, then the defense coordinator calls out nickel defense, and he's the nickel, and he's not there. You know, so just the game communication between players, coaches, officials, time clocks, trying to avoid the whole where everybody in the stands, including my wife, goes, what are they doing? Right? And that happens.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, it was good. They did a good job. So, you know, now it's on to Central Arkansas.
Which officially begins Monday, actually, doesn't it?
No.
Or when's your...
We're going to work Friday.
Okay. Give an overview of just the way the whole camp's gone. What the good, the bad, and the ugly, what you've seen.
Well, I think it was a tough camp. And there were times during camp that I'm sure taxed the players mentally and physically. Which meant periodically there were times when I did not think that we did what we needed to do from a practice standpoint. But to their credit, we, you know, they kept coming back. I think, you know, the biggest things out of camp, you have some concerns and you have some things you think you're good at.
That's what I was going to ask you. Can you list two or three concerns?
Well, I think the biggest concerns are throwing game. You know, we have some wide receivers banged up, and we just hadn't performed very well throwing and catching and getting open.
What else?
I think, you know, obviously on defense is getting to the quarterback. I think we've done a better job of it. I think we played better inside on the defensive front. I'll know by tomorrow or Friday, the injuries, you know, to the extent of. We had a bunch of guys go to Shreveport today and, you know, getting their kind of a checkup. I think the key for us, you know, playing, we're going to have to grind. We're going to be a grind football team. We're going to have to tackle well and not give up big plays on defense. I mean, that's going to be the two big things. And I think on offense, we're going to have to be able to run the ball and hit some big plays. Because, you know, I don't think we have the kind of team that's just going to sit there and sling it around 50 times. We don't have that personnel at any position to do that.
What's the update, any on Josh and Shane? I mean, what's theirs?
Josh is going to the doctor Friday. Did you hear what happened to him?
On the Meyer.
He was going on Wednesday to go get cleared, and he got in a wreck.
Oh.
The guy driving him got hit. It wasn't his fault. The guy ran a red light and hit him. So that now, you know, Josh gets banged up.
Jeez.
Doctor doesn't want to see him till those effects wear off. You know, I mean, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
I hadn't talked to Keith right now about Shane.
The other guy, what was he? Ran a red light or what? You know?
That's my understanding.
Patrick's all right with the ham. He's
Patrick's doing great.
Brandon Jackson, what?
We'll know something in a day or two on him.
Now,
the guys right now I'm not sure about are Brandon Jackson, Shane Womack, Josh Wheeler.
Ricardo wouldn't be back until...
Ricardo's out.
Totally out.
No, just for...
For Central Arkansas.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
It's week to week,
yeah.
You know, after that. But.
That's got to be a huge concern, your offensive line.
We've spent a whole week bouncing guys around trying to find the right mix.
Now, what do you like? What are some pluses that you like, some positives? Out of two or three times.
Well, I think our Patrick on offense, Patrick Jackson is where you start.